congregational and church leaders who are remembering the children who began in the nation's capital on Sunday night. We're here in Vancouver in this incredible setting in the Museum of Anthropology, surrounded by all these spirits, regarding each other's spirit, and welcoming the spirits to join us in the spirit and intent of our gathering here tonight. We hope that each one of us will, in his or her own special way, be able to acknowledge the moving of the Spirit as we venture forth in a shared experience of walking side by side, of uncovering and recovering the truth, seeking reconciliation, hoping for forgiveness, and continuing on the work of restoring right relations. I would like to recognize here this evening, and please forgive me if I miss someone because I have a list, but I'm sure it may not be complete. Over on my left-hand side and your right, we have Mr. Ted Lewis-Ice, the Executive Director of the National Residential School Survivor Society. British Columbia Regional Chief Sean Atwill. Not sure whether Grand Chief John is here. I heard he was coming this evening. Not able to make it, unfortunately. Most Reverend Fred Hills, Pilot of the Anglican Church of Canada. The Reverend Dr. J.H. Hans Kellenberg, Moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Canada. White Reverend Mark McDonald, National Anglican Indigenous Bishop of the Anglican Church of Canada. And the Most Reverend Terry Bentley, Diamond Special Envoy in Residential Schools of the Anglican Church. Terry's waving at us from the back. The Most Reverend Raymond Poussin, Archbishop of Vancouver. And the Most Reverend J. Michael Miller, Poet, Poetry, Archbishop of Vancouver. The Reverend Monsignor Mark Agamon, Vicar General, Archdiocese of Vancouver. The Right Reverend Barry Gordon, Bishop of the Diocese of Whitehorse. The Reverend Janice White, President of the BC Conference, United Church of Canada. Mr. Bob Watts, Interim Executive Director of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And Mr. Mike Gagnier, Executive Director of the Aboriginal Healing Foundation. To these, our special guests and leaders, and to all of you, each one of you a special guest.